Our story today is called A Stranger Passed By. I ran into a stranger as he passed by. "Oh, excuse me, please," was my reply. He said, "Please excuse me, too. I wasn't even watching for you." We were very polite, the stranger and I. We went on our way and we said goodbye. But at home, a different story is told. How we treat our loved ones, young and old. Later that day, cooking the evening meal, my daughter stood beside me very still. When I turned, I nearly knocked her down. "Move out of the way," I said with a frown. She walked away. Her little heart was broken. I didn't realize how harshly I'd spoken. While I lay awake in bed, God's still small voice came to me and said, "While dealing with a stranger, common courtesy you use, the children you love you seem to abuse. Look on the kitchen floor and you'll find some flowers there by the door. These are the flowers she brought for you. She picked them herself, pink, yellow, and blue. She stood quietly, not to spoil the surprise, and you never saw the tears in her eyes." By this time, I felt very small, and now my tears began to fall. I quietly went and knelt by her bed. "Wake up, little girl. Little girl, wake up," I said. "Are these the flowers you picked for me?" She smiled. "I found them out by the tree. I picked them because they're pretty like you. I knew you'd like them, especially the blue." I said, "Daughter, I'm sorry for the way I acted today. I shouldn't have yelled at you that way." She said, "Oh, Mom, that's okay. I love you anyway." I said, "Daughter, I love you too. And I do like the flowers, especially the blue." Psalm 127:3, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.